You're listening to 101.5 FM. If you've ever had to negotiate or navigate your way through a complex maze of government red tape, you'll know that it can be a very difficult procedure to undertake. It doesn't seem to matter whether it's aged care, NDIS, business. It's sometimes too hard, too complex and too long. So spare a thought then for our vets who have served our country and are now looking for a little bit of support. Caboolture Veterans and Families Wellbeing Hub is operated by Lives Live Well and the Queensland branch of the Vietnam Veterans Association of Australia. We're joined today by Timothy Penderberry, who is the Veterans and Families Senior Wellbeing Case Manager. Good morning, Tim, and thank you for joining us on this very special day.
Good morning, Rosemary, and I'd like to thank 101.5 FM for helping me spread the word.
We're very happy to do that, Tim. Now, Tim, the hub is described as family-friendly space. That opens to both current and former ADF members. What does the typical visit look like for somebody who's never been there before?
Well, there's no such thing as a typical visit, unfortunately, but I usually run through some information about who we are and what we do, and I start off with the Caboolture Veterans and Families Wellbeing Hub is funded by DVA, so therefore there is no cost to the client. It's staffed and run by Lives Lived Well, which is an alcohol and other drugs treatment organisation, and supported by the Queensland branch of the Vietnam Veterans Association of Australia. Mm-hmm. Now, the veterans and family members can drop into the hub anytime between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m., give or take half an hour. We are open at 8:30 to 4:30, but give us time to wake up and get our computers and that running. From Monday to Friday, and you can ask for a tour. A staff member will explain that we have two services running basically side by side. We've got our social activities and events, and then we've got our case management. And I'm part of the case management. Mm-hmm. So typically I'll show them around the hub. Now, the hub's not a really big building, so it'll take about 3 minutes. I'll show them the rooms and what they're used for. Our case management rooms are just private little clinical setup rooms. Where we can have a private conversation. We've got ourselves a nice big boardroom. The computer room is for our clients to use at any time they want. Mm-hmm. And of course, we've got our social kitchen cafe style seating area. Then from there, I'll go into more detail about the case management service. But for this interview, I might just keep it basic.
Yeah.
So case management is basically front loading the client with information regarding ESOs or ex-service organisations and civilian organisations that might fit their situation. And from there, I'll ask for their choice of, you know, which organisation they'd like to go with, and I can do a referral to these organisations. But I don't just give them over to the other org or organisation. I'll then be walking with them, supporting them, and if needed, advocating for their rights while they're engaged with these organisations.
Tim, many veterans face challenges when transitioning from military to civilian life. Now, I know you said there's no typical thing, but what are some of the most common issues that you help with?
I like to call it navigating the services. So, for example, mental health correction. A client might come in, have several issues like mental health, homelessness or potential homelessness, social isolation, and the veteran doesn't know what they don't know. Hmm. So, for example, which services should they be linked to for mental health? Do they know about Open Arms? Do they need or want face-to-face, or is telehealth an option for them? Now, if it's face-to-face, Open Arms offers an outreach provider service, and I can navigate that path, referral pathway for them.
Now, Tim, you know, what sort of case management approach, you know, makes a big difference for them? And how do your case management make the difference?
So case management is looking at their situation. It's not just listening to the veteran or the family members. And it's about giving them the power to make their choice. So like I said, front load them with information, and then we allow them to, offer that choice.
Yep.
You know, I don't make the decision for them. I give the information and knowledge that I have to allow them to make that informed choice. It's like the informed consent forms that you get from your doctors and all that. Mm-hmm. So we go from there and give them the option to we empower them. That's what I'm trying to get to.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. And Tim, you know, you mentioned that your staff have veteran lived experience. Now, that has to stand you in good stead. Can you just explain that a little bit and what it means?
Well, I'm a service veteran myself, which means I've served for 6.5 years. I never went overseas, so that would be a returned veteran.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got that front first-hand knowledge about what a veteran is. And my wife and I were married while I was in the Army, so I also know a little bit about what the family members go through.
Yeah.
Now, there are two other case managers who have been family members of veterans as well. One was the son of a veteran, and the other one was the wife of a veteran. And it helps that we don't have to have the veteran or the client explain the little things that might be a bit weird for a civilian to understand.
Yeah, yeah. And as you say, that lived experience certainly goes a long way. And Tim, why, just tell us how important it is for these people that you're helping.
Well, it allows us to build a sense of trust and honesty, like from the first 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, they know that we know what they've been through, and they don't have to re-traumatise themselves, or they don't have to relive it. So it does really help that we've been there, done that, and we know. So then we can get to the main core point of why they're there asking for our services.
Yeah. And Tim, what kinds of support can veterans and their families access at the Hub?
So for the most point, it's advocating on their behalf while they're in engaging with those other services.
Mm.
We've also got the social events and activities so that they can have time away from the hecticness of life and be able to take a breather in a military, well, not a military style, but a veteran community style setting.
And that's quite a different style to the local people. I mean, that's why when soldiers and veterans get together, there's just that feeling of camaraderie, Tim, and obviously you're providing or helping to provide this.
Yeah. We do that.
Yeah. Good on you. And Tim, do you need a referral to get started?
No, actually, you can jump online and your GP can do a referral if you want. Mm. However, a client can drop in, a veteran or family member, or call us on 07-5600-1386.
All right.
We're at the... Sorry,
I was going to get you to repeat that again before we finish.
Okay.
But yeah, that's great.
I can do that.
Yeah.
So that's at the 12 King Street, Caboolture, which is the ground floor of the Anglicare building.
Okay.
You can make an appointment and self-refer anytime you want. So.
And Tim, just as a side, if I was a returned serviceman and I was having a real rotter of a day, can I just come to you? Can I just stroll in there just to, because I know that you're into the health and well-being of returned veterans. I'd love to know that if life wasn't going well for me that particular minute, I could just go to you and hopefully have a chat with someone.
You could. We're staffed between 8:30 and 4:30.
Yeah, you said in 4:30, yeah. Okay.
You can certainly drop in.
Sorry, Tim, I'm butting in.
No worries. You can certainly drop in. I can't guarantee that my case managers will be available at the time. We do take appointments. However, while you're waiting for us, it might be half an hour.
Yep.
We've got coffee, tea, cold water and Vickies that you can enjoy until we come out and have a quiet chat with you.
Yep. And Tim, there'd be people around anyway, so that's another little added plus, isn't it? Yeah.
There is, yep.
Now, the Hub seems to focus on three key pillars, like social connection, health and well-being. Can you give us some real-world examples of how you've helped the veterans in each of these areas?
Yeah. So with the social connection side of things, we offer social events 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday and Friday. The other 2 days, Tuesday and Thursday, we just have drop-in sessions. However, Fridays seem to be our best because they're our Pancake Friday breakfast every Friday.
Okay.
And sounds good. If you I always say if you promise food, they'll turn up.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And our other one is a barbecue on the last Friday of the month, which mm-hmm. we have just after breakfast.
Yep, yep.
Now, on the health side of things, we also have local knowledge of veteran-friendly GPs and veteran-centric medical centres in and around the Moreton Bay area. And for the wellbeing side of things, it's just by having the knowledge of these organisations within the veteran and ESO space, we offer our clients a peace of mind that there is a path forward when they're having those rotten days, and they then are not alone on this journey.
Mm-hmm. That's always good. And Tim, for a veteran or a family member that might be listening right now, who might be a little bit hesitant to reach out for support, what would you say to them about taking that first step to visit the hub? Or even to phone in?
Yeah. So when I was in the army, there was this old quote, life ain't meant to be easy. Mm-hmm. And I've always said, well, you know what? It's not meant to be this hard either. So if you're hesitating, come on in, let's have a chin wag, get to know your situation and see which organisation is best suited to help you.
Yep, I think that's good. And as we said earlier, sometimes it is incredibly hard to navigate around through government things, and I think that's where you would come to your fore, as that, boy, if I'm trying to get through this government paperwork alone, you guys are there. You can do it and sort of stand with them so that it isn't so daunting. Tim, I'm thinking that on this Remembrance Day, when we pay tribute and thanks to all of the personnel who have served and paid the price, and it may not be the price of actual death, but it can simply be the price that you pay for the rest of your life. Thank you so much for joining us here on 101.5 FM. And I knew I was going to ask you to give that phone number out again, if you could, yeah, and do it a little bit slowly, Tim, so that if I'm writing it down, I can get it done properly.
So our office phone number is 07-5600-1386. And we're at the 12 King Street in Caboolture.
Good on you. Tim, we really appreciate your time today, and we hope that you and all of your returned soldiers and those that are still serving have a lovely Remembrance Day from 101.5 FM. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.